At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Bras, this episode is brought to you by my forever mealtime lifesaver and delicious convenience queen, HelloFresh.
HelloFresh, they deliver fresh quality produce from the farm to your door so you can savor summer flavors right from home. And HelloFresh now has 30 different dinner recipes to choose from every single week. And that's the most choices out of any meal kit. Fun fact, that's so much.
So many. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant and is even cheaper than grocery shopping. That's money back in your pocket. Discover seasonal summer recipes like cucumber salad stuffed pita pockets, chicken sausage stuffed peppers, Tuscan spice shrimp, and so much more. Bras the shrimp, my fave, blows my mind.
Go to HelloFresh.com/chatty16. Use code chatty16. You're going to get up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/chatty16 and use code chatty16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
I love your hair.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
It looks really, really cute.
Thank you. It's starting to grow.
Props to your hairstylist because she is giving you that, like, I can see what she's doing.
Thank you. Thank you,
and
Jordan.
And I needed her in my life about 3 years ago.
Jordan at Fair Salon. Uh-huh. Obsessed. Obsessed with that.
Yeah, it looks great.
I know, it's finally growing and I'm like, but now I cannot lie to you. I'm like,
what?
As soon as I make a change in my hair, I want to change it back.
Well, it's so funny because I was just telling my friend who's a hairstylist the other day. When I did the bangs, I had her just always doing like a shag when I had the bangs. And the last time I had her cut a shag was like in December. And then, of course, 6 months later, I'm like, I want my hair all one length now.
Yeah.
I'm like, great. So I cut all these layers and now I want my hair all one uniform.
I cannot make a decision. Now I'm like, one day I wake up, I'm like, I want the short bangs and now I want long bangs. And then I want like two chunks of blonde in the bangs. Then I'm like, wait, no, I want to go like Victoria Beckham.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't know. And then
I know.
I'm looking at pixie cut photos and being like, I kind of miss that. But I'm like, you bitch.
I know.
Your hair finally grew. Do not do this again.
I was just making a TikTok the other day with like going over my audition photos for The Bachelor.
Oh my God.
Which is, it's just so funny
and
to look
back on. And you're a TikTok queen
on.
Now, by the way.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you I made like three TikToks in the past 24 hours.
You are officially a TikToker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like you have found the perfect medium for you. I feel like your humor is supposed to be in the TikTok world. I admire it. I cannot make a TikTok to save my life. Like
I have a great TikTok idea for you.
Okay.
I think that you should talk about the ball thing on TikTok. I think that would blow up.
I love that idea.
I did get you a lot of views on your Palm Spring
That was the only TikTok I've ever gotten views on. Becca was like, do this. And I'm like, oh, it really, you know, it hit.
I'm a TikTok consultant now.
The people were angry in the comments.
That was a thing.
But yeah.
Why? They were saying like that.
That's not even like
I don't even know. It was just all the drama, but I was like,
well,
but it went
the thing.
Off.
There's like the TikTok comments. Yeah. But you know what's great is that like I attended a TikTok seminar yesterday from my management company. Yeah. I was there taking notes. You know what's so interesting? TikTok, they say 90% of the people watching your stuff don't know who you are, as opposed to on Instagram where 90% do, which then is kind of nice because it's sort of impersonal. So even when people are being haters, like, who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt my feelings because I'm like, these people aren't like, they don't like kind of know a part of me and are like, oh, she's so this way and look at her continue to be this way type energy.
That's the funny thing. I was talking to my influencer friends at the retreat and they were like, TikTok mean comments don't hurt my feelings, because it's not the ones
where
they're like, I've been following you for 4 years and I'm really disappointed in the way. And you're like,
I'm like, they don't know how to hurt me. They don't know what my little sensitive spots are.
They're just like, you're ugly. Or like, that's you're a dumb LA bitch who doesn't know anything about Palm Springs and you never will.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. I'm like, you're probably right. Honestly, you're right.
So, yeah, I think that would, but actually you also might get like banned from TikTok because they are so sensitive. I posted a video of me Like that video I posted a long time ago on Instagram of me gagging when I tried to take like six capsules at once from Care Of.
Oh, and, yeah.
And it removed it for graphic content, even though it's literally just me like choking on capsules. Isn't that strange?
Interesting.
So I guess.
But you're a TikTok queen now. Right. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Yeah. So now you were doing a TikTok, you said. We were talking about hair.
ADHD. I was doing a TikTok about hair. Don't remember what I was talking.
Oh, good. Yes.
On my bachelor photos. And I had the same thing. I was like, oh my God, like I missed the pixie. And then I'm like, dude, it has taken, you're like, it takes so long to get to. Yeah. And when I have short hair, I literally have dreams of having long hair.
Yeah, I feel very similar in the way that like, listen, I want it all.
Yeah.
I want it all. That's what I've learned about myself.
You want your hair and to cut it too.
Yep. I want all the different colors. I want the short hair. I want the long hair. It just depends on what mood I wake up in.
I know. But you know what? I do like my hair feels like hay. I think it's because they did keratin shampoo when I was at a salon because it's like straw where it's like it'll like I go like this and it like snaps really? In half.
It looks great though.
But my friend who's a hairstylist was saying that's because the keratin treatments, it makes your hair too strong to the point where it's brittle and breaks.
Oh my God, you have such buff hair.
I know.
What a compliment.
I know.
Your hair is so muscular that it cannot bend.
Oh, but anyway, point being, keep your hair the way it is because it's healthy right now getting long. So be patient and you can do all the fun clips and stuff. And
yeah, no, it's nice. I don't see myself growing it out long.
No.
No, I think I just can't even picture myself with like really long hair anymore.
Mm.
I don't even know. What's feel like long? I'd look in the mirror like, you know, like your length. Like I can't picture myself with long hair anymore.
But like is like to like above right above your breast. Is that long or no?
Yes.
That's long.
I feel like this is kind of maybe the long. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I think it would be really cute if you did have like a Victoria Beckham lob.
Yes.
I really like a lob.
I love a lob.
So
yeah, we're getting to the point where I can now do that. We'll see.
Don't do the bangs, though. Keep it all one length. That's what's in right now, you know?
I know. But I'm always so tempted to bang it up.
I mean, the bangs are cute.
We love a good bang.
Do what you want. Anyway, so speaking of, I was going over my old... It's actually been 5 years since I auditioned for The Bachelor, almost to the day.
Wow.
Almost to the day. I should actually go back and see what the exact date was. But I know it was June. But on that note, so for the 5 year anniversary,
we have a special treat for some of you, I guess.
We're going to be recapping The Bachelorette.
We're recapping The Bachelorette, Bros. Listen, I think
this is going to be my last season. I'm saying that. It might not. Who knows? It might not be yours. Who knows?
It might not be my last season, but it's Becca's last season.
Maybe. For me, you know what? I will say it is mine for the foreseeable future.
Yes. You know what? I will say when we made the call, it's been 6 months of no Bachelor content for us.
Yeah. I mean, granted, there's been a big gap too from The Bachelor.
Right. But if we can all wind back, when we decided that we weren't going to do Clayton's season, it had been about 150 seasons with no even week breaks in between in a row.
That was wild.
And I remember you and I, like we talked about it. If you go back and listen to our episode where we say that we're not going to recap Clayton's and we didn't know what we were going to be doing in the future moving forward, if we were going to recap again or not. It was just like, I remember editing on Christmas Eve for the second year in a row.
We talked about this on the phone the other day. I was like, wow.
And being like, I can't, like, we need to take a break. Like, this is, and I think a lot of people who do Bachelor content, I would see people who do Bachelor content posting being like, I'm so burnt out because it's just been so many seasons, just back to back to back. And I think a lot of the viewers felt the same way. It was just so much. So it was necessary. And I'm very glad we did. But then, you know, we were talking too. It's like this is we feel like we're also in different places. Like when we walked away 6 months ago, there was an attitude vibe from both of us where we were just feeling like negative about it.
I think it was the burnout, like you're saying.
It was
like super, super fatigued of it. Mm-hmm. And also not to mention just in the actual seasons themselves, it felt like just like we were going doing the same.
It was the same dates
over and over again. My God! And I was just thinking back on how we also did like Listen to Your Heart, and we did the Bachelor throwback seasons, like leaving all the filler stuff.
I forgot about that. No wonder
during COVID, it was just so much. I think also like for me, I was really feeling like, oh my God, there's no end in sight with this, mm-hmm. and I think that was also contributing to the burnout of like, oh my God. And so for this season, I mean, look, it's something different. It's the historic. Two bachelorettes.
It's historic.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen with it. It's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. I was going to watch anyway. And I think for me, like I told Jess, I was like, let's just do it. And she was like, really? I was like, yeah, let's just do it. Because for me, I felt like, whose season did we do? Michelle's before mm-hmm. the end. I just felt like with Michelle's, like, again, we were burnt out. I was super over it. But I think, like, I'm excited about the two bachelorette thing. And I also feel like for me, knowing that, like, that this is like, for me, at least, this feels like the last season.
This is your season finale.
This is my season finale of coverage. This is Becca's season finale. So I just feel like, I'm like, all right, I want to finish it out strong. I'm like, do a season, have us have fun with it.
That's the attitude difference, I think, going in is like we had our 6 month break.
Yeah.
We found our own footing in our personal lives a little more. Yeah. We had to kind of get back into that stride, especially post like the heat of COVID and everything. Yeah. It just like we never put a pause on anything. And so I think going in, we're both like, let's have fun. Let's just have a silly, silly fun time with this season. It's your season finale.
Yeah.
Probably won't be my season finale. We'll see. We'll figure it out. But I'm just excited. And I think too, and I want to say for the listeners, when we decided to not do Clayton's season, especially because Clayton's season had no space in between Michelle's season, it was such an abrupt ending. And
totally.
I do regret for our listeners doing it literally like, surprise, we're done, with no like, hey guys, just so we're going to wrap this up. And so I know that that was an abrupt ending for people
I don't think we knew either, really.
I know.
I think, and it's like, I don't even know if we could in the moment go back and do anything differently because we were, you know, it's like we record two episodes a week and those episodes get released more often than not, like right then in the moment, you know? So it's also like we're having to make snap judgments and like, I think that
it's sometimes are regrettable.
Yeah. And so I think it's just also the way it is, you know, it's like if you want the live, like hot content with like what's coming out right now, that also comes sometimes with like abrupt. It's like, you know, I don't know. I just think we were trying to figure things out too.
Yeah, totally.
And didn't really know what all that was going to look like. And I think that we're still kind of trying to figure out what the future holds and all of that. But I think The Bachelorette will be really fun. And also just like, I guess to give behind the scenes stuff too, I also told Jess, I was like, okay, there's a couple things that I need for these recaps.
Totally.
Like,
for the health of the brain. And when we first started The Bachelor stuff, we jumped into it so quickly that I don't think we had had certain boundaries where we're like, we have to watch it night of and then put it out. And it was just with the kids and with other life stuff.
We used to stay up until like, we would stay up recording until sometimes like 11:30 because we would watch it 7 to 9, sometimes 7 to 10. And then in order to get it out the next day, then Justin Evan would stay up editing in order to release that at like, you know, by the East Coast time of like 7 a.m., which is 4 a.m. Pacific. I mean, it was absurd.
It was crazy. So it's absurd. Like we hadn't set up those boundaries, and I think we've been learning in time what we need. So now it's like, okay, this is what we need for it.
Yeah.
And so long story short, to kind of rewind back from our kind of abrupt leave.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people were frustrated, which I totally get, because it was abrupt. And also when I have a podcast that I love and all of a sudden they stop doing what they do, bum out.
Sure.
But it's what we needed at the time.
Yeah.
And so now I think we can kind of go into this, and I'm sure there will be some Broad Squad members who are like, damn it, you guys said by the way, in our initial episode, I think we said that we weren't sure if we were going to do.
No, I don't think we ever said we were never going to do it again.
But we needed it. But I think for broads who are like loving not having the Bachelor content, we're going to still have our second episode of the week. always. And then I think there's also a preparation for some of the Broad Squad members, you going in knowing that it's Becca's season finale, at least for the time being.
Au revoir,
so,
bitches.
So there's like that energy. That,
totally.
Like, you know,
so... Yeah, and we're just going to be like jumping right in with cast bio starting next week, which next I am excited week, for.
Tuesday, part one on Tuesday.
Well, and there will also be some things that we'll be doing a different... Oh, look, I just found a room key in my shoe. I was like, why does my shoe feel so uncomfortable right now?
That feels like good luck. I also have so many questions as to why it was in your shoe.
I think it's because I was doing a yoga class when I was at the hotel, and okay, I took my shoes off and
no
I put
pockets.
My...
No pockets, understandable.
Exactly, you're on it. So we'll be doing that. And then there will also be some things that I can just say off the bat that will be different. So like our recaps will come out on Thursday instead of Tuesday because I said, I was the one who said,
part
I was like,
of those boundaries,
I
baby.
Was like, I want to watch without commercials and watch at my leisure on Tuesday. So we can recap on Wednesday, have leisure editing time.
I also think it's fun too, because at that point, the drama has been stirring and the people from the cast have made their statements on social media. So it comes with some, you know,
always,
with all sorts of stuff.
Always. Yeah. So that and yeah. And I think also like I talked about this a little bit on Instagram, but just also like trying to be on top of preparation and stuff for episodes. And so Jess and I too are gonna like work on, you know, structuring out. I mean, I know people love when we just go on and on. But I think that also to just try to be on top of certain things, like structuring out the episode, hitting the points that we want to hit on and all of that. So I am really excited to go into it with intention. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh. Intention. And then again, just going back to our initial departure, intention and also like perspective and attitude shift.
Yeah.
To just have a good time.
Yeah.
I have these memories of us probably around like the end of Colton's season where we were just having a blast and it was fun and carefree. And I'm like, those are the vibes.
I'm a little anxious. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little apprehensive. I'm a little anxious. I think I'm just a little anxious because, you know, something Jess and I have talked about behind the scenes is I just feel like sometimes the kind of gossipy stuff just like brings out a bad side of me. So I'm going to really be, I think I'm feeling a little anxious because I just really want to be conscious going into this season that like I'm having fun, but then also like being mindful of the way I'm talking about these real people having fun. Like, oh my God, we're going to record the cast bios after this. And I'm really looking forward to it.
So excited.
But because like the cast bios are the perfect example of like, kind of like, you know, teasing and being playful about someone
without ever really knowing who they are at the moment.
Well, totally. Well, exactly. But I think that's good because it's like we're not actually making like really, really intense character judgments about a person or about like who they are or about, you know, whether or not they're a good person or a bad person. And that's all the kind of stuff where I'm just like, ooh, I really want to be like mindful of that going into this season. So that I feel a little bit of anxious anticipation navigating that. But
I think what's cool about that now is because we've had these like past 6 months to process and I think work on ourselves via many mistakes on both of our parts and just trying to find again that footing and that healthy mindset, that then we can keep each other accountable in that way too, where it's like, oh God. And then Broads, you'll probably hear it during some episodes where all of a sudden we'll be like in the middle of a rant and be like, you know what? We got to shift.
Well, I mean, we just had an episode last week where we were really going on and on about a certain Bachelor person. And then after like chatting with each other, we were literally like, oh, let's remove like every mention of this person from the episode because we had really gone on and on.
Yeah, we
and
didn't want to put that like, negativity out there.
Yeah. We're trying to so, you know, it's all about mindfulness.
Mindfulness, baby. But I cannot lie to you. After a necessary 6 month break, I think that's what I needed. I am really excited to watch this season, especially with this new double lead situation. I saw
there's 32 guys.
So it's like a regular amount of men.
I am very interested to see how they handle this.
Also, I saw, like, you know, of course we've been talking this entire time, like, of course, Gabby and Rachel, they go in as best friends and the evil producers will pit them against each other and then they will leave, you know, there's going to be torture and enemies and all this stuff.
It doesn't really seem like they're
doing that. I saw a little, you know, reel posted of Gabby and Rachel doing a little like premiere kind of moment, not a premiere, but they were doing like a moment together, a carpet moment. And someone said, like, you know, does anything get in the way? And they're like, no, we are best friends.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if like this is a cover up and we're going to have like maybe some rocky moments throughout the season. But I'm kind of getting a vibe that they're like besties going through it and maybe just don't have the same taste in guys and there's not crossover.
This is what I think will happen.
We have a psychic moment coming in already. It's already happening. Oh my God. So
I predict that the biggest drama between the two of them on the season, I think, will just be like, I think that at some point, like, the men will kind of like, there'll be a split. Mm-hmm. I do predict the biggest drama is that one of the women is going to be like, I feel like I can't stop thinking about Alex B, you okay. know, whatever. Okay. I can't stop thinking about Alex B. And she's behind the scenes like, I can't stop thinking about him. I don't know. Like, I would just, I don't want to like do that hurt to her, but I would hate to miss out like on my opportunity for love. Like, if he is the one, and she's all nervous, and then she goes to her and she's like, girl, it's all good. Like, we could share him.
It'll be like,
you know,
a casual.
And then they'll be like, oh my God. Share. Yeah. And then she'll be like crying, be like, oh my God, I'm so grateful. And then like, he'll be in like the top two or three of her top two or three. Or
okay.
Something.
Okay. I'm going to predict the biggest drama will be this.
Between them, though.
Between them.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a risk here and say there's not going to be any male crossover drama.
Okay. Okay.
I think the drama might be that one of the guys, we'll take a guess. One of the guys that maybe initially goes for Gabby and they're kind of talking. Oh. It fizzles out. And then him and Rachel start talking and Gabby's like, I gotta tell you, Rachel, I've got really big red flags about this guy. I don't trust him. And Rachel's super into him.
Ooh.
And is like, but I like him. And they're trying to have this like, you know, BFF moment.
Oh, that'll
where she's
definitely
like,
happen.
Girl, he's bad news bears. And then is it like, is she gonna trust the friend or her own, you know, desires? Etc.
Maybe both will happen. That's definitely going to happen. That is definitely going to happen. I can say that for sure. Yeah. Or they're going to be like on a group. She's going to come back and be like, we were on this group date and he was like doing this. He was just like really aggressive towards the other men, like blah, 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 blah. It's going to be like that kind of thing.
All I know is I think they're both great. I'm obsessed with Gabby. I am.
She follows me.
I just saw that. Hi, Gabby.
So I was like, follow back.
I think Gabby is... I think they're both great, but I think Gabby's going to be so much fun.
Gabby, big to be on our podcast.
Please.
Okay? Thank you.
Please.
Oh my God. Speaking of which, the bros are having on a special guest this week. They're having on
a bachelor villain.
A Batman villain? Perhaps.
Ooh, potentially a Batman
villain. Batman-esque villain?
Mm, interesting.
Anyway.
Interesting.
That'll be fun.
Very excited about that. Hello, Broads. Hope it makes you excited. We're excited to do it. For those of you, like I said, who liked the non-batch episodes, those will continue the other episode
Suck
during the week.
Suck my dick. No, I'm just kidding. And if you don't like it, then go fuck yourself. Okay? Positive vibes. Love and peace and love. No, I'm just kidding.
Positivity.
Just kidding. But we will always have our second episode a week.
So today, I'm going to talk a little bit of pop culture.
Just have some news.
I have some news questions that I must bring up to Becca because I need to hear
can't
your
wait.
Thoughts on them. So let's get into it today.
Yep.
Before we get into it, should we take a sexy sponsor pause?
Let's do it.
Broads, is it just me or does it feel like you need a degree in grapes to find great wine? Like, you can shop by label, I guess, or try to remember what tannins are. What are they again for real? I never understand.
Don't know.
Okay. Shouldn't it be easier? Enter First Leaf. That's right.
First Leaf does the hard work for you. They make it simple to discover new wines you'll love without the hit or miss.
Yeah, First Leaf samples over 10,000 wines a year. That is so many. And they're from all around the world, and they select only the finest bottles. They take the time to really learn what you like and what you also don't like through the tests that you take and then through your follow-up reviews. And then they send you world-class wines that are tailored specifically to your taste. It's really simple. I promise you, you're going to be blown away by the incredible wine you're going to be sent. It's going to be it's just to your specific taste, and you will always find new favorites too.
Oh yeah, and by the way, if you're not happy with a wine you receive, First Leaf will credit you for another. It doesn't get much simpler than that. Not only do I love discovering new wines that are my absolute favorite, I also just enjoy the process of receiving that new shipment and taste testing. It's just, it's an experience. It's so fun. Your girl is enjoying red wines now.
Because
of First Leaf. I always thought that I didn't like red. Turns out I was just having red that weren't my taste.
Yep, there you go.
Give them the amazing deal, Becca. Of course. Tell the people.
Sign up today. You're going to get 6 bottles for $29.95 plus free shipping. That's really inexpensive. That's a little bit less than $5 a bottle.
Yeah.
What? Try firstleaf.com/chatty. Try, T-R-Y, First Leaf, firstleaf.com/chatty. You're going to get your first 6 bottles for $29.95 plus free shipping. Try firstleaf.com/chatty.
So, Broads, we're about to hook you up with an amazing idea for Father's Day and for yourself, too. Let's be honest, you deserve a gift. It's Movement. In a tiny apartment in Southern California, 2 college dropouts teamed up to create a watch brand that broke all the rules with fair prices, unexpected colors, and clean, original designs. Movement grew into one of the fastest growing watch brands, shipping to over 160 countries across the globe. It's an amazing story and even more amazing watches.
Now Movement has expanded into blue light glasses, sleek jewelry, and more style essentials that I love. And they don't break the bank. They're all designed out of their California headquarters. And Broads, you got to check out their website. Their products are chic, phenomenal quality, high-end quality. I've had some of their little gold bracelets literally for years. And Movement's going all out for Father's Day too. They've got classic watches, sunglasses, all on sale for Dad's big day.
I've gotten Evan one of their gorgeous gold profile watches.
He wears it
constantly. They're amazing. And Movement has officially made me a watch person. Okay, I've become a big watch person. I recently got their Starliner watch, and it makes every outfit just look more chic, in my opinion, especially when I wear them in my sweats. I just feel fancier. I also wear their blue light glasses when I work every day, and they're great.
Shop up to 40% off for Father's Day and save big on the perfect gift for Dad. Everything's chic, but then also like minimal. So I feel like it goes for literally anyone's style. So anyway, join the movement by going to mvmt.com/chatty now and enjoy up to 40% off. Again, that's movement, mvmt.com/chatty.
Okay, so first and foremost, I want to talk about our Kimmy K has been in the, our Kim Kardashian has been in the news.
Always.
Per usual, but
no, she's been in the news like a lot in the last year than she has in the years before.
In the past 2 weeks, it's been popping off. Two of the stories I found to be quite interesting.
Ooh, I don't know if I know about these, so I'm interested.
I want to get your perspective on this as someone who is an influencer, does brand work together.
Okay.
You know, does like photo shoots and everything.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw the commercial of Kim. So Kim Kardashian has officially become a brand rep or like
ambassador,
maybe even like a high level part of Beyond Meat. So like,
oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, she just started.
They're
it.
Like, and she's vegan. Even though she's like vegan. Fried chicken on the weekends.
Exactly. Okay. So she's one of their main reps now.
Yeah.
And there is a commercial of her with a Beyond Meat burger patty, and she's got half of the burger. And she like takes a big bite, quote unquote, out of it, and then like chews and looks into the camera. And it's very clear not one bite is taken out of the burger.
No. Are you serious?
Not
all right,
one
I gotta
bite.
Look it up. No way.
Not one bite.
Really?
It is a perfectly smooth cut burger. She takes
what?
This like bite, chews.
What?
And not a bite out.
Okay.
And people, of course, are roasting the living daylights out of her for this fake bite.
This is bizarre.
I had thoughts.
Okay. Wait, this is wild.
Did you see the bite?
Yeah. It's so strange. It's also strange because she's not just the ambassador. Okay, I did know this, actually. She's their chief taste consultant.
Oh, yes, that's what it was. I remember it was one where I was like, what a title.
Yeah, the taste consultant?
So the the irony that she's the chief taste consultant, and she doesn't take a bite.
That is so bizarre. But yeah, don't roast her. Roast the fucking like production company that's putting this on. Like, she, I can assure you, she is not going like, no, it's cool, I'll just fake it. Like, no, there is the whole production team that's telling her, like, just hold it and then do a fake chew. I think she's fake chewing in this whole video.
The fake chew is what's sending me. The fake chew is killing me.
And why?
Actually, for what?
Oh, maybe she was, what if they filmed this leading up to the Met Gala thing? What if she's just like, no, I can't swallow it. No, but also they do spit buckets they do spit buckets on film sets. Because when they have to retake food scenes over and over and
that's
over
what I was
again.
Gonna, that's what I was like, gonna, so that doesn't make sense. That's what I was going to talk about. It was like, typically, like, you know, when you're shooting something, right, and there's food involved, because you have to do so many takes, most of the time.
Totally.
People aren't, or else, you know, you're stuffed by the time that you're wrapping. You're like vomiting when you're having to do like 100 takes in a row, because trust and believe, that's what it looks like.
Oh my god, I had to do, it ended up being a 30-second oh my god, okay, actually I can really speak to this, because I had to do a Brita filter ad, like commercial, not like a normal ad, and I think I spent literally 6 to 8 hours on the set that day for a 30-second commercial. Mm-hmm. So yeah, best believe you're doing the same shot over and over again. You're doing the same thing in the living room,
like,
and then
I drank
the kitchen.
So much water.
Oh my god, I'll tell you what, that shit is exhausting. Shout out to commercial models, because that, and actors, that is so tedious.
It's tedious.
I normally like being in front of a camera, but like that just was crippling my soul.
It's exhausting.
It was
right?
Terrible. But I got roasted because in that Brita ad, they told me to put my feet in the pool. I was wearing like, this is what my mom calls them, but like culottes, you know? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they were kind of in the pool, like the end of them had. So they were soaking up water like up to my knees. So everyone was just like, why is this girl wearing jeans in the pool? It's like, well, because they told me to put my feet in. And like, I didn't really like, that was the outfit I was in.
That's the thing.
I don't just wait around in jeans in the pool, but I'm also like, how did no creative director be like, that's weird that looks like she's wearing jeans in the pool?
Right. My guess is then this ends up being, for this specific situation, this ends up being probably a film editing error. Maybe some of the cuts of her chewing, she was actually chewing, because they splice these commercials together too.
I mean,
so who knows?
This is shitty creative directing, because why is she not? She could either be doing a fake bite, or she could take a bite of another burger. She should be constantly having one perfect burger with one perfect bite cut out of it.
Yes.
For every single take.
Yes.
So who the hell did? They're fired. They're fired. They're gone. I am writing an email to the company.
But also, the irony of her being the chief taste consultant is, it's rich. It is so, it was just so funny. And everyone's just like, how am I supposed to trust her if she doesn't even know what the burger tastes like?
Oh my god. But yeah, don't roast poor Kimmy K. Leave her alone.
Well, but then there's this other little bit of news that came out. She said something wild. She's kind of been on a streak. She said in an interview this week that if it could keep her looking young.
Oh yeah, she would eat poop every day.
She would eat poop. Okay? So Kimmy K said she would eat poop on the daily. Apparently not beyond meat burgers, but would eat poop on the daily.
She'd consider it.
If it kept her looking young.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts? Would you do this?
First of all, strange thing to say, like eating out of all things, like eating poop. Bizarre.
So
yeah. She could be like, I would, stick myself with 1,000 needles every day. You know, like that seems more like, but I would, I mean, she's trying to be dramatic. She's trying to make a dramatic statement.
Yes.
I have to say, she does not have a flair for the dramatic statements quite like her ex-husband. Like, I would eat poop every day.
It's not
exactly.
It's not like
poetic drama.
No, it's not a very sexy way to say that that you'd like to stay young and you'd do anything to stay looking young.
This is my question. Is the poop in capsules? I'll do it.
If the poop is in capsules?
Sure.
Okay.
If I don't have any crazy side effects, why not? I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would I... Okay. And I have to tell you also, like, is this, you know, I told you, I went down some dark, dark rabbit holes when we had our sex episode with Nicoletta Heidegger.
Yes.
And yes. There are some people, okay, I'm getting a gag reflex in my throat.
When we're talking about scat fetishes.
Yeah, there's some people that, I read this on Quora. Do you have a Quora account?
I do not, but I still look on Quora.
You need a Quora account because I'll also email you, like, you know how the TikTok feed, like, curates your TikTok videos just to your taste? Quora will send you emails curated with questions of the day curated just for your interest.
And you happen to recently look that stuff up.
Yeah, although for some reason I also clicked something about, like, can I travel across the border without a passport driving? And now every single email they send me is like about Mexico. What's it like living in Mexico? Mexico. What's a misconception about Mexico? Anyway, so I'm like, no, guys, it's okay. I just had that one question.
Like, you just had one.
Please
question.
Send me the scat fetish emails. Thank you. No,
those are the ones that I want on the reg. So every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m.
Yeah, someone on Quora said that they enjoy consuming their, like, even their own fecal matter regularly. They like it. It excites them.
Never want to kink shame. There's a line for me where I start to, you know.
I mean, I'm not shaming them. I'm not saying they're a bad person. I'm just saying it's disgusting.
Yeah. Listen, you all know how I feel about aging. Makes me a little nervous because I'm so scared of death.
God, I'm getting nauseous.
So when I look in the mirror and I see myself aging, I'm not so much concerned about the way I look. I'm more concerned about the reality of the fact that
life is slipping past you.
Yes, slipping through my fingers like sand on a very sad beach.
Like sand through the hourglass. These are the days of our lives. Yes. Yes, I can understand that.
Even myself, who is so afraid, that would be a hard line. No,
you
for
wouldn't
me.
Take a bite out
nope,
of poop every day?
Nope. Nope. And I will tell you this. What's maybe the most upsetting part about all of this is that people... You know how social media works. You know how news travels and things get twisted around and parts are left out. Kim did not say, I eat poop to stay young every day.
No, who the hell said
that? She said that I would.
If it kept me looking young.
Now, when I was looking up this story, I will tell you that when I started to type it in, the first, the number one rated search result that came up is, will poop keep me from aging? So now the problem is... That a large chunk of the public is diving into, you know, should I try it? Is it going to work? And right. It's like, oh my God,
no,
please
this has
stop.
Gotten dark. This has gotten dark.
Please
I
stop.
Would eat.
Don't do what Kimmy K tells you to do always, okay? And also, that's not what she said.
I would eat like horse poop or goat poop. I would do that. They just eat grass, you know? Mm-hmm. So their poop doesn't even really, maybe not horse poop, that's pretty nasty. Maybe goat poop. It's like little pellets. It's like a capsule.
Or like rabbit.
Yeah, like rabbits, yeah.
Ooh. No.
That's nasty. I don't want anything that's made its way through someone's intestinal tract.
I'll tell you this. I would not, Fear Factor would not have been a show that I could have gotten through the second phase of. So I don't think that would have been possible.
No, it's always the second round that is really, really dark. Yeah. You know, Kendall won drinking that donkey semen.
And it was... Did it ever air?
No, it was too... They said it was too controversial. Risky. I mean, they got these young, hot, blonde twins who are drinking on camera.
Yep. Feels like production should have figured that out before. Again, you know, figure these problems out before. Anywho, so that's Kim.
Wow.
That's Kim. Wow. Also, I would like to know your thoughts quickly on the new iPhone update. Did you see what's going on with the new iPhone update?
No, don't. Oh, God.
So they have now made it possible. They said they've gotten so many requests from people that you can unsend text messages.
Oh, I saw this. I don't like this.
I don't like this at all either. I was seeing people like, oh, thank God. I'm like, I don't like this shit. I got to screenshot everything 24/7 now.
Right?
This feels almost
Wait. They should, and maybe they do have this feature. What if it's you can unsend it within 2 minutes? You have 120 seconds.
There might be a time limit. It might be like 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because that sort of makes sense if you could, like, you know, if for accidental things. But, like, yeah, like on Instagram, you can, and I have done this before, you can go back for messages you sent months ago and just go unsend, and make someone look like they're talking to themselves.
that's so sad. I do that with guests that we're trying to get.
Oh, yeah.
I'll send them, like, a flattering DM and ask them on the show. And if they don't respond after a while, I copy it. I unsend it and then I send it again. So I'm like, hey, hello, I'm still here. Here's the same message. But I don't like it at all.
No.
Like, here's the truth of the matter. Have there been times where I'm embarrassed to say this, but that I have been, you know, displeased with someone and sent them a message about them instead of to a friend.
Oh.
Yeah. But you know what? Those are repercussions that I had to live with because I shouldn't have been sending mean shit to a friend about another friend anyway, right?
No, so then I have to come venting. Like, that's true. There's nothing wrong with that.
I know. But then I have to come face to face with the reality of what it was. And it really sucked. And I wish I could have unsent it. But it did happen. Have I sent bumbling... You know, if I'm out late with the girls and I'm having a drink, some long-winded DM about something, or I mean a voice memo about something that I wish I could have unsent. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've also just had, like, literally Jess and I were just having a conversation last week where I was just like, oh, man, like, I didn't want to say that over text. Like, and if after sending it, I would have, like, unsent it right away. So I do kind of like that.
I understand that there are definitely benefits to it.
Five minutes.
I wish I could unsend numerous things.
5 minutes.
But I also feel like what this is about to create is Gaslight Central.
Oh my God, I know. I also saw, yeah.
And Lying Central, where like it's just making being shady and I don't know.
5 minute rule. 5 minute rule. I think I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Because also if it's something atrocious that someone sends you, you probably would screenshot immediately when seeing it, right?
All I can think about is the amount of unsolicited dick pics that are going to get sent to someone for 2 minutes and then unsent. Like, hey, check this out. And yeah, then they're going to unsend it.
If someone sends me an unsolicited dick pic, I'm screenshotting that shit immediately when I see it.
I just want you all to know that anytime any of you send me, I don't know how many of you have my number. If any of you ever send me a text message, I'll just be screenshotting everything every 5 seconds now.
I do remember, I've actually only gotten that I've seen only one dick pic sent to me on Instagram ever.
Really?
Ever.
Oh my God, I get them so many every day.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, wow.
No, okay, I've gotten, rude. I think I've gotten one or two.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. And they both were, I didn't see them for a long time because they were like blocked in messages that could be sketchy.
And they're like blurred.
And then when I was going back, like however, you know, 6 months after the person sent it, then I ended up seeing it. And I was like, both not great photos either, you know, really should be workshopping.
Workshopping the dick pics.
Yeah. You know, just, God, it just takes 2 seconds to like fluff it up a little bit or do something, you know, just not be a completely disgusting room in the background.
This is a tangent, but have you ever like been like seen someone and they send you a dick pic like unsolicited?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's... I don't like unsolicited,
like, whoa,
non-consensual dick pics unless there's like an energy of like, oh, you know, it's coming. Prepare me that it's coming in some way flirtatiously.
Right, don't you still feel like if Evan just sent you a random dick pic, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he would never.
I don't need
he would never. So it's like, okay, if you're sending me like, if we're sexting back and forth and then you go like, oh my God, I'm so hard. Like you want to see for by all means, if I say yes, please send.
Or even if not, like if you're sexting, it's like, and you guys already have a sexual relationship, but kind of feel like it's par for the course, you know?
Do you want to know something wild? I received a dick pic from a very good friend.
Oh, no.
Unsolicited.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Have you talked about this before? Maybe you have.
I don't know. Maybe I told you off mic. It was shocking to me. I was like, what in God's name?
What are
like,
you doing?
It, like, a friend, and that had only ever been what it was. Yeah, and just out of nowhere.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And you think that's the way to test the waters?
I'm like, what?
Are you an idiot?
I'm like, I'm married with a child. This is not the time to do it.
It was when you were married with a child.
Yes.
Like this is in the last 5 years.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, that changes everything in the dynamic.
Yes. Wild.
When did this happen? How many years ago?
Maybe two.
So like while we, in this time we've been doing the podcast too. What the fuck? That is so weird.
I know.
Sorry, I'm just really soaking it in.
Imagine how I felt. I was just like, what in God's name? How am I supposed to respond to this?
What did you say? What the fuck? I think that's what I'd say back. I would literally be like, WTF? Question mark.
I literally did not respond. I did not respond. Because I was like, there was a part of me that was like, I hope that maybe you sent this to me accidentally and it was meant for someone else. Maybe the wrong Jessica in your phone and you sent it to me. But then I'm like, okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of time to be like, oh shit, I'm so sorry. That didn't happen. And then now I'm like, I don't even know what, I don't even know. It's someone that I don't see. So that there's at least that. And if I'd see this person face to face at any point, I would be like, hey, what the fuck? But I don't even want to talk to
I don't think I would say it in person.
I'm like, I don't want to say anything to this person in response to this. So I completely just ignored it. And honestly, I feel like if anything, that's almost a little more shaming. Then I'm like,
totally. You're just like,
do better.
That is bizarre, dude.
Yeah. Wild behavior.
Yeah, not that. Nope. What? Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, I think if someone says unsolicited dick pic, I wanted it to happen more because I wanted to just like, I would straight up just like screenshot it and put it on my page and cover the dick and just be like, yep, this account just sent me a dick pic. You want to send me your dick? I will dox you. I will dox your Instagram.
Yeah. Do not send unsolicited dick pics on Instagram.
And I don't think I would say anything. I think I would literally just screenshot it and be like, oh, like love when someone sends me an unsolicited dick pic, and I would just put their handle and everything in it, you know? Just keep it in. I actually never do that. Leave the handle in. But I think for the dick pic, I'd just be like, oh, you want to put it out there? You want to put, like, you want to expose your shit to me? Well, I'll expose you right back.
Yeah, you're going to expose your genitalia to me without me asking for it? Okay.
Do you think there's like legal? I feel like there could be like legal. Don't you think there could be legal recourse for that? Because
you mean that he could take legal recourse?
No. The opposite end. Like, I just think if someone exposes themselves to you in public, that's
true.
That's, you can't do that. So for someone to expose their
social media
digitally, I wonder how, if you could potentially take action against that.
I was wondering if you were referring to that they could take action against you because you're then putting that out there.
Ooh, like revenge, like as revenge porn. I don't think so if you covered it up. I think if you released, yeah, that's
it was
crazy
giving me,
though.
It was like very much giving me the energy. I remember there was a story at once where there was like someone who broke into another person's house and that person who broke in tripped and like broke their ankle and sued the homeowner. And you're like, huh? It's like someone being like, I'm going to sue you for you posting my unsolicited dick pic I sent to you.
Yeah, no, that's actually like, I'm so fascinated by that, though.
Wild.
Like, if you could like take action. Anyway. All right. So any other good news you have?
Yes. Okay. I sure hope you haven't heard of this yet because I am tickled. Do you know?
Do I
that
know?
Netflix has announced.
Okay.
That they will be putting out a real-life Squid Game competition reality TV show.
So what, when you get kicked off, you die? What do you mean real life?
Like, they're going to be using the exact same number of people that were on Squid Game, right? So it's...
No.
Yes.
I want to be on it.
Yes.
Get me on it. Cast me on it now.
Can you believe?
Put me in, coach. Wait, so they're going to do like 250 people or whatever the fuck?
Yes. So Netflix announces Squid Game reality series with a $4.5 million cash prize, the largest of any reality TV game show ever.
People will actually kill each other over this and we'll watch.
And they're going to be having 456 participants just like the movie. Now they made it clear, by the way,
no death
in the PR statement that no one will die.
Of course they had to make that. Of course they had to do that disclaimer.
And also, I'm sorry, but like, okay, am I tempted to want to try out and go on this show for us to go on this together? 1,000,000%. Also, am I sus as fuck that I don't trust that they're not going to do some shady shit? I can't voluntarily go into a Squid Game situation. This sounds just like how people got on Squid Game in the first place from the show.
Oh, no. You gotta look over those waivers they're gonna have you signing.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like Netflix, this is all just like some crazy shit that's like, oh, we'll see how greedy you humans are, and we'll tell you that it's going to be a real-life Squid Game competition, and we're going to make a huge cash prize number. And if you idiots are willing to try to volunteer, go ahead, watch and see.
Give me more details on this. Give me more details, please. Can you believe?
Now, Netflix has revealed it's gearing up to launch Squid Game, The Challenge, in which 456 participants will compete in a series of games inspired by the show for a chance to win a $4.56 million cash prize, the largest lump sum jackpot in the history of reality TV. Losing a round, however, will not have fatal consequences.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The series maker said in its announcement, I cannot believe they had to say that.
No, they did.
People would still sign up for it, by the way. That's what type of world we live in. That they're like, just so you know, by the way, there won't be any fatalities.
Dear God.
Instead, the worst fate that awaits a participant is simply returning home empty-handed. I don't believe that that's the worst fate.
Also, you got to remember when people... Jess, this is the scary part. 450 people, that's also mob mentality. Jess, you also have to remember even if Squid Games producers aren't going to shoot you.
I know, Becca.
You think that someone in the top two might like stab the other person to win?
You think that they can control that many people together? And you know these people who are going to get on have studied Squid Game to it. So they know when they get into that first round exactly what to do.
And then they're going to do the same games.
I'm sure that they will. Or at least maybe the same, but varied a little bit.
It doesn't make the show that good. So if you're watching people do red light, green light, and then they're just like, you're out, and you have to walk off. What the fuck is that?
Well, think about this. Will they have it set up just like Squid Game with like 456 bunk beds in the same room?
That's literally what I was thinking.
And then
of.
They turn the lights off.
That was the eeriest thing.
And it's creepy as fuck.
No,
in there.
That's what's going to, by the way, that is what's going to make the show. They're going to have like the same type of challenges. And some of them might be scary. Like they might be on top of a really high thing for the, you know, for the tug of war. And they're going to like fall in nets or something like that. And they're have to wear like padded gear, but it'll still be scary as fuck. But the most intense part of the show will be the interactions. Yeah, they'll have night cameras on. There's going to be sabotage amongst players. That is going to be the thing.
The amount of things that will happen when those lights are off, I can't even wrap my brain around. There's going to be fucking, for sure. People are going to be doing shady shit to try to... I mean, we're going to definitely have some, like, I'm going to intentionally try to trip you at least and, like, hurt you if they feel like... But again, like you said, it's the mob mentality that's so scary. There's so many people. This is not, like, 10 people competing. Hundreds of people competing.
The fuck?
Hundreds. I couldn't even believe it. I couldn't even believe it.
So if someone offered you it right now to go on it, you would say no?
Well, I'm tempted.
Because if someone said right now you could be cast on the show, I would.
It's definitely not. I know for a fact I could never win a show like that. It's purely out of the curiosity that I would be tempted to go on it.
I don't think I would win either.
Purely out of the curiosity. So in its statement, Netflix vice president of unscripted and documentary series, Brandon Rieg, said the reality series will draw on the captivating story and iconic imagery, adding that the company was grateful for its support in developing Squid Game, The Challenge.
LOL.
So that's what's going down. Apparently, we're getting a new season of Squid Game at some point.
Yeah,
so
of course.
That's been confirmed. But before that, we'll probably have Squid Game, The Challenge.
I'm curious, are they casting right now? Did they say that?
I don't know.
Squid Game dating. That's what I accidentally typed in. And apparently that's also a thing.
Sure don't know what that could be.
Squid Game dating, a brand new dating event for ages 21 to 45. Okay. No, thanks. No, but the Squid Game casting, the Squid Game, The Challenge. Wow. Yeah. I just... U.S. casting, U.K. casting, global casting. Should I try to get cast?
I mean, if you are going to try to get cast, then I'm going to try to.
Yeah, I think we should all four try to get cast.
I mean, Evan can't right now because of his leg. God bless him. Or else he would have done probably very well on the show.
but he might as well apply for the casting.
True. Casting with a cast on.
There we go. Might as well apply. And who knows? They might be like, oh, here's a novel thing.
What if we all get cast? They send us in together and we're having to fight against each other.
Here's the thing. Well, Grayson's going to have to stay home with the kids.
I suppose one of us will have to as well.
Someone's going to have to stay home.
It's either you and Evan or me and you.
We're the influencers. It'll be me and you. But I think that, they're going to have to stay home with the kids. I think 456 people, we have a high chance too, because I think about how 12,000 people auditioned for The Bachelor, my season. I made it into 30. So I figure, granted, this is a huge cash prize. That's a bit different.
I don't doubt, though, that they're going to want some influencers in the pot of their almost 500 people.
I mean, Ari is on, what's it called?
Traders. Yeah.
Fuck, I'm jealous.
I know, right?
Who can?
He'll get on something.
Remind me. I think one of my friends does casting or knows people who does casting for The Amazing Race. We've got to do it, right?
I mean, we've
not that threat, Squid
we've
Games.
Threatened this many times. Maybe this is our sign from the universe that we should do Squid Game.
Okay, you have to be 21. You have to up to 4. Okay, so it's only up to 4 weeks in early 2023. That gives Evan time to heal.
Oh wow, Evan will be fine. Yep, yep, we're good. We're going on.
Start training
Mom,
now.
Ready to start babysitting, baby.
You have to have a valid passport.
I wonder where they're filming it.
Yeah, probably I don't know. UK. Upload a 1-minute video telling us about yourself, why you want to be on Squid Game, the challenge, what your game plan would be, and what you would do with huge cash prize. Let's all do it. We have to.
Let's all do 1-minute casting videos that are so very different.
Okay. Let's go over this right now with the two of us. You have to say about yourself why you want to be on Squid Game, the challenge, and what your game plan would be, and what would you do with the huge cast prize. Someone needs a sob story, first of all.
Okay, someone needs a sob story. What I would like to do is, because I would like to experience a different part of myself, I'm going to go full lies.
Okay, wait. Let's continue this after we do a quick word from our sponsors. Yeah, so we can make our money so we don't have to go on this show to survive.
Yeah, that's probably a better idea, to be honest. Broads, I am so excited to tell you about this. Listen,
this brand is fire.
It's so good. Listen, we can all be honest here. Most of us all are probably a little bored of the food that we cook. Okay, you know I can't make a lot, and I sure get over making the same chicken and veggies again and again and again and again and again. So I need to spice it up. And girl, I've got the thing. Okay, sauces from Fly by Jing.
Oh my.
Holy smoke.
So bomb. Fly by Jing has a mission to bring premium Chinese flavors to every table. They make the highest quality Szechuan sauces and pantry essentials. They taste good on everything. And I mean everything. So like eggs. I mean, if you have like any kind of takeout food,
everything.
There's one that can even go. They suggest it on ice cream.
Yeah. I have to try that one.
All ingredients, by the way, are also 100% vegan, all natural, non-GMO. And this is the quickest and easiest way to bring restaurant quality flavors to your home and spice up whatever you're eating. These sauces are...
I know. It's like I tried them so good for the first time probably about a month ago and my mind is blown. I've been putting different Fly by Jing sauces on everything. Everything, like Becca was saying, from the eggs that I make in the morning to the chicken and veggies, also pizza. Oh. So good on pizza. Okay. Evan even added some to a cocktail the other night and wow, it was so good. So good. And I felt so fancy. I suggest getting their triple threat. It's their best-selling trio. It's so good. You are welcome in advance. And also, Fly by Jing is a female-founded company. Jing Gao founded the company in 2018. And thank you for it because, wow, it is so good.
Are you ready to step up your game and elevate your favorite recipes? Get 15% off your entire order at flybyjing.com/chatty or use code chatty at checkout. That's FLYBY, flyby, and then JING.com/chatty for 15% off your first order. You can also find Fly by Jing in over 2,500 locations across the country, including Costco, Whole Foods, Target, and Wegmans. Don't know what that is, but you can buy it there. Thank you, Fly by Jing.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're going, what did you say
this
you're
is,
doing?
I would like to experiment with a different part of my personality that is a lie because it's not who I am.
No, it's
definitely
not who you are.
I want to go in and be so aggressive.
Okay.
Like my 1-minute video, I'm like, narfing on like fake blood capsules and just like,
that's fun.
And just like crazy, like just losing my mind and just like, I will destroy the competition. I will do anything.
You should do two. You should do and do them in different settings. So do just one normal CU and then do one very
and see
intense.
Which one. Okay. Okay.
Maybe you could wear like a wig or something in the lie one. Like you can really just kind of disguise yourself.
I like this idea. Yeah. I'd like to see what they prefer. Do they want very aggressive me, who is not me? or do they want, you know, a little bit like, I'm just curious. I'd like to experiment with this part of myself. I've never really tapped into it before. I don't know.
Do you think they're going to go for like the common folks? Do you think maybe they don't like in Squid Game, so they don't want any kind of influencer person?
Well, because I believe that this is probably real. Mm-hmm. Like I don't mm-hmm. buy that there's mm-hmm. not some weird mm-hmm. shit that's going to come out about this in like numerous
years. I definitely
years.
Don't want to get stabbed with like a shard of glass or something from a challenge.
And also like the whole, like I wonder if they're going to have elements to this. Like, you know, the group of masked like billionaires. I wonder if they're going to have a piece where like, oh, these are people who are putting the money in the pot and you don't know who they are.
Ew.
Like, I wonder how far they're going to take this.
I wonder too. It is produced by Netflix, and so is Squid Games. Coincidence? I think not.
I know.
I think I'm gonna go. Okay, wait. So what would you say? Okay, say in your real one and your aggressive one, what you would do. We're gonna do this in the next week, by the way.
Okay,
this is our homework.
Okay, I'm in.
This is our homework, and then we can show our videos next week.
All right.
Okay.
I got some blood capsules from my vampire costume last year.
Off the top of your head, what would you say your strategy is going to be? Let's just say your real one, not your fake one. Just you being Jess right now.
Okay.
What your strategy would be and what you would do with the money? How would you answer those questions?
Okay. Strategy is real, Jess. Listen, I believe in helping people, you know, and that like we can do this together and we can make a difference together. As a strategy, I would go in and I would immediately create a group of allies. Almost $5 million is a wild amount of money.
It's plenty to split.
I am so willing to split it with people. And even if I win, I will promise that
Except
I will
gonna
split
fuck you
it
over if they win.
That's why I have to believe in humanity, baby.
Okay.
And what I will do with the money is donate portions. Mm. I will make sure that my mother is set up for her future so that she can retire, take care of my baby, mm-hmm. you know, put a lot of it into saving some boring stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be my quote unquote real one.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So your strategy would be to make the allies. Okay.
What about
yeah,
you?
I gotta say my strategy would probably be the same. Try to get like some trustworthy people to back me
like,
and be like,
way.
Yeah, like I promise you, like if we get, or you know, you just be, you know what? I would actually do more straight up where I'd be like, look, we don't know if we could trust each other at the end to split the pot, whatever. But let's at least back each other to get us, to get all of us as far as we can.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And if it's a group of people who aren't assholes, wouldn't you rather one of us win it instead of one of the assholes?
Of course.
And then if the rubber meets the road and you know, the four of us are in the top four, then, you know, may the best man win.
Yeah.
But let's help each other get as far as we can.
And here's the thing too. Let's help each other get more Instagram followers, because even if I don't win, you know, the top four are going to be crushing.
There you go. That's my strategy. I would say, you know what? I would level with them and be like, I was on a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
Did I win? No. But did I win? Yes. You know why?
Yes.
Because I now have over 700,000
yes.
Instagram followers from the show,
which is
that I can
businesses.
Capitalize on.
Yes.
If we can just get in the top 20, mm-hmm. you guys, the eyes are going to be on us. That is the winning.
Yes, the people are going to fall in love with so many people on this show. Wow. You have to be lovable or really funny.
Or fucking crazy.
Yeah, but I...
The other version
it's
of
me.
I'm the one stabbing people with shards of glass from the challenges. It's me.
It's me.
I would also just be like, guys, you know, like I live in LA. Like 4.6 million isn't even going to get you much. Okay.
You're like, after you take maybe. It out for taxes, I'm going to get about half of that.
It's actually fucking real. You're going to get $2 million in LA. Million, and that's going to get you a 2-bedroom home in Santa Monica.
You will be lucky. You absolutely will not be on the water with that 2-bedroom home.
That's
you're going to be about 4 miles from the water.
That's true.
The house will be about 1,100 square feet.
Yeah.
Two bedrooms.
No, that's literally no exaggeration.
How disgusting. Oh, God,
so I'm just going to be like, don't kill anyone over this, you guys. It's
you guys,
not going to get you much. Oh,
that.
You from Alabama? Yeah, you're going to be living large.
You
go
know
for
what
it, bitch.
Will,
kill me.
You know what will bring you joy? Fame.
Fame, baby.
Adoration. Oh, yeah.
So I would say that my strategy is I'm going to use the power of persuasions to create allies and remind them that the purpose of the show is to get publicity.
You would be great on the show coaching people through that. I would love that.
Mm. 450 is so many. You have to make it through a decent amount of challenges to have anyone even be seen on the show.
Now,
the producers are going to protect certain people.
I was going to say, there's no way that first challenge, you know, the first challenge,
it's rigged.
We'll get rid of half of the people.
It's going to, yeah, for sure.
If not more.
It's like
3/4.
Look, it's the same on The Bachelor. It is to a certain extent.
Yes.
Rigged, because they need the villain to stay on. They need the lovable girl next door to stay on. Of course, they cast a handful of, you know, the lovable people that they expect to go through it. It's going to be the same. There's no way they're going to cast 450 superstars to carry the show.
No.
They have a set group of 30 people that they have to make through the top 30.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they're going to protect those people at all costs.
But the behind the scenes would be wild about that. Talk about your experience.
It's Netflix. There's a lot of money here. So I wouldn't even be surprised if there were a large handful of, maybe even more than a handful of people that they know that they want to have go far for the commentary of it all. And that they won't even have them in the actual first challenges, that they'll like green screen them in.
Or they'll just have
them
extras.
Just running. Yeah. But from far away. And just protect those people. Oh, yeah. It's Netflix.
Also, what's it called? Squid Games has an element of like luck, right? Like certain people are placed in luckier positions, whatever. So it's as simple as, you know, a producer whispering to someone like, make sure you pick a high number or make sure you pick a low number
or
whatever the hell.
Do you think on this show that like the original Squid Game, you know, that a few of the players did some sneaky, sneaky things behind the scenes to get tips and tricks that they're going to have that as an option?
Oh, that could be another dynamic where like maybe the guards are like producers and then they're like in.
Where it's like, if you give me this info on this, I'll give you like a little tip about, you know.
The other players are going to find out that someone's getting those tips and they're going to get super angry, riot
in pure chaos.
That, dude, this sounds
Once
scary.
Once the lights go off,
this
dude,
sounds scary. This is scary.
I read it late at night a few nights ago and I was like, oh, it was a dream. Yeah. And I saved it on Instagram to make sure that I didn't forget when I checked later. And I was like, oh, my God, this wasn't a dream.
That's scary.
Thought that I was literally having a fever dream about how there's a fucking reality TV show called Squid Game.
My God.
Unbelievable.
Got any good? Okay. So got any other good news for me? I think you have one or two more.
Okay.
Things.
So there's two more things I want to mention. One of them I have not had the opportunity to dive into. And I want to just say this because I do want to talk about this at some point. I'm fascinated and I need to get info.
Okay.
Todd and Julie Chrisley. Do you know the show, the reality TV show Chrisley Knows Best?
No.
That like blonde southern guy is like, I'm Todd Chrisley with the family.
No, I know. That sounds so familiar. Who are
you
these people?
You know exactly okay, if you look up look. Chrisley Knows Best. In fact, their reality TV show was quite large.
Okay.
Todd and Julie Chrisley have been found guilty of bank fraud and tax evasion and face up to 30 years in prison.
Holy
30
shit. They're
going to
get 2 years with 5 years probation is what they're going to get.
Probably.
Oh my God. God.
But I want to dive in because from the little chunks that I saw, this was like, because obviously when you hear tax evasion.
And he's a real estate developer and entrepreneur. Like that's what.
No, from what I read, the snippets I read, and like I said, I got to dive more into it before I start spitting facts out here. But it was shady, shady business.
Oh.
Like this wasn't like a whoopsie.
And they're convicted.
They're convicted. This wasn't like a oopsie, we kind of messed this up.
And this article is so funny on Us Weekly. They say the any future planning on their life is pretty much on pause until they learn about the sentencing in the fall. No shit.
Yeah. I mean, what? When you're potentially facing up to 30 years in prison, which again, like you said, are probably going to be just a couple.
God.
But it is
12 counts of tax evasion, bank and wire fraud.
Yeah. It like serious business.
Whoa.
Serious. So
that's not good.
No. So I want to dive into that because that show was one of those shows that every time I am staying at a hotel and I turn the TV on, that show comes on and I all of a sudden start watching it for like 3 hours in a row. And I'm like, I don't know what in God's name I'm watching, but like this family is wild.
I've never seen it in my life.
He is just bananas. And so I would just get sucked in and then I would forget about it. And then I saw that pop up. I'm like, no way, dude. 30 years.
They're going to, like I said, 2 years, 5 years probation.
But even still. Do you remember what Martha Stewart went to prison for?
Yeah, she went to prison for like insider trading for the stock market.
Okay, that's what it was.
I know. Can you believe
that? I forget all the time that Martha Stewart went to prison.
She really was able to get back on her brand.
She went to prison. Like,
I know, it's wild.
And she's back doing Martha.
The home goods crafter and extraordinaire.
Yeah. She's just one of those ones that I completely forget all the time. I can't even believe it.
Yeah.
All right.
I want her on the podcast.
I know, because I'd like to be like, hey, remember that time you went to prison? And no one talks about it anymore. It just blows my mind.
She should write a book.
I think she has written a book, hasn't she?
That includes about her prison stuff. I mean, she's written many decor books. Oh, really? She's tied one, like a biography about all that?
It feels familiar to
okay.
me.
Okay. All right. Got to read it. Gotta
I always
put it on my
forget
to-do
that she even went. So who knows? Okay. This was the last thing that I really, really needed you to hear about.
Okay.
Because so many broads sent me this. There is. Okay. There is a actor/podcaster named Abby Bella.
Okay.
Who.
I haven't seen this. I can't believe people weren't saying this to me. Whatever.
Well,
it is.
It's because of specifically what it is.
All right.
This woman has claimed to be in love with an alien and that she met him after being abducted by aliens.
Wait, this is. Okay.
She refuses to show her boyfriend. Her extraterrestrial boyfriend to the world as she fears that he might be taken to Area 51.
Okay.
So the US-based actress and podcaster Abby Bella, this is from a Times Now article.
Okay.
Abby Bella, also known as Emanuela Rose, met her extraterrestrial love interest while exploring East London. She says that dating an alien has proven to be far more successful than her previous relationships to form a human relationship. This is why, but of course, all the broads were sending it to me because she was basically like, this extraterrestrial is a better lover and boyfriend than any human man that I've ever experienced. Okay. Abby told GB News.
I'm looking up in my DMs right now because someone sent me the weirdest DM that's related to this. Continue.
Okay. Abby told GB News, we met because I got abducted by aliens about a year ago in Canary Wharf. I met him on his spaceship. He has a little spaceship. Sorry, it's just that add-in. I met him on a spaceship. He has a little spaceship. We started talking.
What?
That's okay. We started talking and I was talking about how Earthmen are trash and would almost be better to get abducted by aliens than keep dating on Tinder. She said they liked the joke. The aliens thought it was funny. He just thinks I'm funny. I think he's cute. He's my type and we just get along. Abby, who posed with an inflatable replica of her extraterrestrial lover, refused to show her boyfriend to the world. I would love to introduce him to you, but for security reasons, how it is on Earth, Area 51. We've all heard the stories.
Oh my God.
I don't
God.
Want him on a slab somewhere getting experimented on. The actress added, so he doesn't actually show his real face. He can only come on shows with me as this doll, and it's a symbolic representation of my boyfriend.
What?
This is one of my favorite parts. She continued, when I miss him, when he's doing his UFO stuff, because he's a captain. When he's being a captain on his ship circling on Earth and all of that.
Is there a photo of this woman?
I'll show you. I just have this little doll to remind me of him so I don't miss him. One of my favorite parts about this is that it's very much like, you know, when
you're like, I'm my boyfriend, he owns a rock climbing gym.
The fact that she's like, but he's a captain.
He's a captain.
Just absolutely killed me. It's like when you have a friend who, like, you know, this is why for the past life regression, I was hesitant, because most people I'd ever talked to who did past life regression, they were always like, I was Queen Elizabeth, I was Cleopatra. I'm like, but like, can, okay, all famous. So the fact that she goes, but I miss him because he's doing his yo-yo stuff because he's a captain. He's, I'm like, captain. Sure, you got the captain.
You got the, you captain, got the captain alien. Like, he doesn't have hot alien bitches that are better than you.
She goes, he's out of this world. I think what I like most about him is he's not like Earthmen, so he doesn't lie. Aliens don't know how to lie, she says. So this is my thought on this woman. I'll show you her photo.
Interesting.
I think, you know, people might say that she's
mentally ill.
Probably. I think that this is, she's an influencer.
She's a clout chaser.
Podcaster.
Oh, yeah.
YouTuber.
Of course.
I'm like, her, when you look up her name now, there's hundreds of articles written about
this
person.
What's her name?
Tell me. Her name's Abby Bella.
Oh, yeah. Abby Bella. You already said that. Okay. Oh, this is ridiculous.
But honest to God, you know, maybe it's true and we're all going to be like, you know, in a year be like, oh, the aliens are here and they are better than Earthmen. And I have a new extraterrestrial boyfriend,
oh,
baby.
Oh, yeah. You know this, how I feel, girl, about is those? The biggest troll. I hate her.
Yeah, from the things that I was looking up about her, I was seeing a lot of kind of like the, I'm like, oh, I think this is her trying to get clicks more than anything.
You don't probably. Say. You don't freaking say. Oh my God. You know, you got to do it one way or another, right? So props to her.
I know. I'm like, so even if that's just part of this whole trolling experience, at least it's a positive one.
At least it's a positive one.
It's not talking negatively about extraterrestrials. It's talking positively about them.
Speaking of unsending DMs, I think someone unsent this DM that they sent to me. They sent one at 3:30 a.m.
Okay.
Which, granted, they could be in a different time zone, but it's still 6:30 in the morning on East Coast time. And they sent one at 6 a.m. They sent at 3 a.m., are you an alien? ? And then the second one was so, it was so strange. And then they said, since you are an alien and you've spent almost 30 years, you know, of your life, like, what's your plan now?
Well, you did have the past life regression
that's
that
true.
You talked about that you were an alien. So maybe they're just asking to be polite.
It was so odd. Yeah. Since you,
they're like, how are you doing now in your new form? You doing okay? You handling everything okay?
I didn't know what the implication was. It was so bizarre. I wish I could find it.
All I know is,
I was like, left on, leaving that on scene. They were in my general, leaving that on scene. But then they had sent messages before and they were so normal.
So I'm saying, I mean, you talked about it on the podcast and they were just like, hey, I'm just going to, you know, throw this out there, like, you good.
It was odd.
Yeah, I can understand. I would probably feel a little jarred reading
it
that.
It was strange.
Sometimes people get high and they let me know that they're high and they will send DMs. I did a recent DM deep dive like 2 weeks ago where I checked a bunch. I hadn't checked in a hot sec.
Uh-huh.
And I found a surprisingly good amount of people who say that they're high and then ask me questions about the haunted house. Like, they'll ask questions about the haunted house and then be like, hey, sorry, I'm high. And I'm like, it makes
that's
me happy.
It that
makes me happy
house,
to know
that's what they're thinking
that when
about.
When some of you listeners get high, you think about my home and my family.
Yeah, that is actually, that's really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Anyway, that was fun.
That was a wild road, and we will be auditioning. We will be sending in our tapes.
No, you have. We have to. We have to do it.
We
in
will
the next
do
week
it.
Test. We have to show people next week.
I'm gonna have my tape. I'll have both.
You're gonna do.
Are
both?
You gonna do two? Just the one?
I might do two, but they'll both be me. But I'll be coming at it from different angles.
Okay. I'm gonna do fake me and real me.
And then we can have people like, well, yeah, video one, video two of each of us. And then we could also have people like vote on which one they think will get a response back, if any.
Love. We'll post on Insta.
That'd be good.
And tag Netflix a ton so that they will
blow them up.
So that they will cast
us. If any of you broads are casting directors for literally any show, don't care what it is.
No.
Email us. What's the email?
AskTheBroads@gmail.com.
There you go.
Now, also, if we do tag Netflix and we are cast for this, I cannot lie to you and tell you that I won't back out last minute out of pure horror and fear.
Oh, my God. If I'm going, you're going.
I know. If you go, then I have to go.
Actually, maybe I would send in Gray in my stead.
Okay, well, then if you send Gray and I'm sending Evan in.
I think you and Gray have a better shot at it.
You think so?
I do.
We could corral people together.
I think you guys are have your flirty Libra energy. We could kinda, you can just like win friends and influence people.
We come back from filming and he goes to you and I go to Evan and I'm like, well, guys, here's the thing. We did have sex with a lot of people. Just to try to make allies.
It was a strategy.
So just prepare. That's what you will be seeing when, you know, they have the lights go off and we come out, let's just say, and it's going to be a lot of
and
that.
And we rise.
So prepare yourself. But we won. Yay. 2-bedroom house.
Man.
So Broads, tune in to the Bros episode, first of all, tomorrow.
Oh my God. Yeah. Special bachelor guest.
And tune in on Tuesday to hear part one of the cast bio episodes.
We're going to be breaking it up. So there's going to be, because we always try to do 30 in a 2-hour episode. It always goes nuts and I get exhausted. So
the second half of the guys always end up.
Exactly.
The shit, like one second coverage.
Straight up, anyone who's like in the tease, you know, the Trevors and such get neglected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor so we're going to break. Just is screwed.
We're going to break it up. So, yes. There'll be some content coming your way. Very exciting. All right.
All right, Brods.
Chat soon.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.